Welcome to Mrugashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. It's brought to you in association with DigiTales. I'm Radharadhakrishnan. Let's begin. In the past 18 months, we have seen OTTs gaining significant traction. It opened up opportunities for content folks, artists and technicians. We are in conversation with one such actor who has tasted tremendous success through one of the popular series, The Family Man. We are talking to Shareeb Hashmi about his career. Stay tuned.
So, hi Shareeb, welcome to Mrugashira. It's great to have you on our podcast.
Thank you so much, Radha. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
And I just wanted to, you know, just get a quick recap from you on your journey and what are some of your struggles that you faced initially. And they say that with every struggle, there is also an opportunity. So how did you navigate early part of your career?
Early part has been, actually the whole career has been like a roller coaster ride. And I learned a lot during the lows, and you know, you have to develop a thick skin is what is, you know, the most important thing here. If you want to survive, you have to develop a very thick skin, because you face rejections on a daily basis, and that can, you know, pull you down and discourage you, but it shouldn't affect your mental attitude and your positive approach towards your work. And the only thing which, you know, kept me going was my love for acting. So I think if you love what you do, or if you what you're trying to pursue, then sooner or later.
In all those rejections, you know, in that phase of rejections, how did you inculcate a sense of, you know, positivity and confidence? Because that's, I think, is the greatest challenge many of us face, even in our professions.
Thankfully, I had a strong support, you know, at home, my wife, my family, friends. They were always encouraging. So you should surround yourself with positive people. That will help in a, you know, a great deal. So that's what I did. and I'm generally basically a very positive person in life. That also helped. So, and also, you know, after a point you realize, and I would want to tell this to the aspiring actors as well, that when you're rejected in an audition, or you know in a look test or anything, so it's, they're not testing your capabilities, because there are so many criterias when they cast somebody. So, you know, the looks and the performances and your appearance. So, so they're seeing that if you fit in their criteria or not.
Yeah.
It's not that you're not good or you're bad or something like that. It's always, if you're called for an audition, that means they like your work.
Yeah.
But if you get rejected, it doesn't mean that they've rejected your work. You did not fit in the whole criteria, and you know, there are many factors involved in casting. So nobody should get disheartened after getting rejected from an audition, and they should work harder.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's you're saying that don't take it too personal, right?
Yeah. Back to.
I wanted to understand, how do you go about personal branding, particularly at a time when you're just about establishing yourself as an actor?
Perseverance is something that can only help you in this industry. Otherwise, there are many great actors who are 1,000 times better than me, but some of them, you know, lose hope, or they just leave the industry or get disheartened. But agar aap tike rahoge, jame rahoge apni jagah pe, and just look, I don't know anything else to do. So then you know, intezar ka pal meetha hota hi hai.
There is a level of awareness that needs to get built. There is a level of positioning you need to do for yourself. So how did you go about doing that?
I didn't do anything about that. That I think that was my problem. Because I didn't know how to, you know, develop my personal branding or develop connections or, you know, have a network and be with the right people. And that took time. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how to do it and how to go about it. But I am a people's person. Mm-hmm. I love making friends, and thankfully, you know, my previous job, I was with MTV as a writer. Mm-hmm. So the friends I made there, they really helped me when I started pursuing acting. Otherwise, it's very difficult to, you know, make a formula that you have to do this and this. There is no A, B, C, D, or there is no 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. There is no set formula here. Every journey is different. Mm-hmm. You have to decide for yourself what you want to do and how you want to go about it. Because what I will suggest, it might not work for you.
And you know, the last 2 years, particularly during the pandemic, OTT, has changed the entertainment industry, the adoption and transformation in some ways. So what has been your experience and how do you see the OTT itself panning out, let's say, in the next 2 to 3 years?
OTT has given me a new lease of life. Mm-hmm. Because after Filmistan, the film which I had done, and it was released in 2014, I thought I had arrived. and then there is no looking back. And but things didn't go the way I had imagined them to. And I did sign a few interesting projects, but some of them never took off. Some of them got stuck midway. Some were independent films, so they were ready, but they were not finding a release. Mm-hmm. So suddenly I was again out of work, and for 2-3 years there was a, you know, lull in my career. I got Family Man, and I entered into this OTT world. Mm-hmm. And after Family Man, Asur came, then Scam, and some of my films which were stuck, they also got released on OTT. So things started moving, and after the second season's release, it was like it gave me an immense boost. And OTT has been like a big boon for me. Mm-hmm. And not just for actors, everybody in the creative field, for directors, producers, writers who want to tell different kinds of stories, you know, it's been like a great platform for all of us. And mm-hmm. I'm really fortunate that I'm in the industry at this time, because a lot of new people, new faces, new talents are getting recognized, getting their due. And and those people who are, you know, who were in the industry since a long time, but they never got their deserved break, and they are all getting their due now. So it's really encouraging to see deserving people get what they deserve.
What has been your experience across, let's say, OTT and films from as an actor?
As an actor, I don't see any difference, because I have to act in front of a camera only. Because if you know, theater is a different medium.
Correct.
And if you are working in front of the camera, so there's no much of difference as far as acting is concerned. Mm-hmm. The only differentiation I can see is, you know, you get more footage, or there is enough time to establish other characters as well, not just the main protagonists. Because an OTT like a web series has 7 to 8 hours of duration.
Correct.
So they have time to explore other characters, other tracks, and you know, add more layers. So that way, we get more to do, and we get to you know, explore our characters. So in a way, it helps the actors in a great deal. And so that this is the only difference I can find. Otherwise, my way of acting, or the way I go about my scenes or my performance, it doesn't change. Even if it is, whether it's a film or an OTT or anything, yeah.
How do you see OTT panning out over the next, let's say, 3 to 4 years?
Really booming. I don't think it's only going to, the impact is only going to multiply.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it does, because it will only create more avenues, more opportunities for people, for creative people. And I really hope it happens, and it gives hope to so many people, and it's made my dreams come true. So I got my first Filmfare Award for Family Man, and OTT is like, it's changed my life.
That's true. Thanks a lot, Sharif. It was a pleasure talking to you. I wish you all the best in your career and look forward to many more stunning performances.
Thanks a lot. Thank you so much.
Hope you enjoy listening to Mrugashira, a podcast for communication folks. Do share your suggestions and feedback on mrugashira@digitales.co.in. Have a great week ahead, and do not forget to tune in next week. Adios.